Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Slavery is, always has been, and always will be an abominable institution. How absolutely cruel and heartless for one human being to own another. Yet our great country and most countries in our world have at some time in their history allowed slavery. Oddly enough, there have been preachers and theologians who have argued that the Bible endorses slavery. In the years preceding the Civil War and during the war, preachers across the South sought to defend slavery by an appeal to Scripture. The truth is, the Bible does not endorse slavery. It regulates it. If the New Testament had directly attacked slavery, thousands and thousands of Christian slaves would likely have been killed. Instead of attacking slavery directly and telling slaves to rebel against their masters, the Bible instructs both slaves and masters to live according to the revealed will of God. For example, Paul commanded the slaves at Colossae, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." Colossians 3:22. The Apostle Peter instructed slaves, "Be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward or stubborn. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when you are buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God." 1 Peter 2, 18-20. The word for servant, both in Colossians and in 1 Peter, is doulos, and means slave or bondservant. Paul's advice to slaves to obey their masters according to the flesh was designed to protect the slave. If the slave had rebelled or started a rebellion against his master, it would almost certainly have meant the death for the slave. So Paul commanded the slaves to obey their masters in all things. Did Paul mean that slaves were to engage in immoral or in illegal activities if their masters asked them to? Could the slaves murder, steal, commit other sins and crimes? The Apostle Peter provides the answer to my question. We must obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. But what if refusing to commit sins and crimes led to the death of the slave? Would it not be better to die in the Lord than to be banished forever from His presence? After all, literally hundreds of thousands of Christians in the early history of Christianity paid with their lives for their commitment to the cause of Christ. Paul urged the Christian bondservants at Colossae to obey in all things their masters according to the flesh. They were not to obey their masters just while their masters were looking, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Too many workers in our day only work when the boss is present. Our nation suffers economically because many of the workforce in America lack dedication to their tasks. Charles Colson and Jack Eckert's outstanding book, Why America Doesn't Work, gives us considerable insight into why our workers are not producing as they once did. Several years ago, the Prime Minister of Japan said that American workers were inferior. Many Americans condemned him for his observations. But there is an abundance of evidence to confirm what he said. Many industries in America are having difficulty finding qualified workers. God demands of His faithful followers, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Ecclesiastes 9:10. We're not just working for an employer. We are working for the Lord. We must be doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.